I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to talk more Little League Baseball today here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to be doing it throughout the week as we hear from each member of the Battle Baseball squad who represented Carbon County in the grandest of ways, picking up the Pacific Southwest Regional Championship, and now they are on their way to New York. We got to hear from three players yesterday. We'll hear from four more today. We'll hear from Nate Tatton, Jace Bazzoni, Jack Madrid, and Callan Donaldson. And up first, we have Nate Tatton. And Nate, it's great to get you back in. I know we got to talk to you a couple of weeks ago, but thanks for making time again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's exciting now that it's all said and done and you guys are champions. And we'll talk about your versatility and the amount of positions that you had to play over the course of the tournament. But all in all, when you look back on it, and now that you guys have won, what was that like competing on that stage in your hometown and getting the win?
We played some good competition. They were fun games to play in. And yeah.
I think the story yesterday when we were talking to the three that were in was kind of the resiliency you guys had to battle back through that one-loss bracket. You had to play a lot of baseball games in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I think we played 8 games.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you had back-to-back days where you had to play 2 games a day, right? And you guys are doing that out there in the heat. How was that, knowing that you had to play multiple games and they were all win or go home?
You had to, like, play good, bring your A game. Do your best.
Yeah. How did you improve as a baseball player? Because I think there are certain situations that kind of force you, right, to maybe get out of your comfort zone a little bit. So when you look back on it, where would you say, yeah, I improved my game in this aspect?
Everywhere, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well, you had to play so many positions.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we had outfield, shortstop, second base, and pitcher. When we talk about playing pitcher, stepping onto the mound in a key situation, is there a lot of pressure, or do you just have fun and let it hang out?
It's just another game. Yeah. It's not really a ton of pressure that comes to me.
Do you have a position that you preferred to play out of all of those?
I like to pitch the most, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. How'd the arm feel after you were done pitching?
It still felt pretty good.
Yeah,
not really tired.
I know in talking with the manager, you know, Coach Martinez, he was talking about falling into that one-loss bracket, and I know it was a cause of concern looking at the amount of arms, right? Because you guys only have 11 guys on the team, so it's not as if you were extremely deep. At that point in time, everybody knew they're going to have to throw at some time, right?
Yeah.
Is that fun, knowing that, hey, my number is going to get called in a big spot?
Yeah, that's fun. Knowing that you get to pitch against a good team.
What was it like when it was finally all over with and you guys won? I saw a lot of excitement. There was obviously the Gatorade bath, but what was that like when it was finally done and you could celebrate?
It was a good feeling. I was very excited, and I'm happy to go to New York again.
And what's it been like for you since, kind of prepping for New York?
Just get ready for it. Mm-hmm. Prepare.
Pretty excited to go?
Yeah.
What's the most exciting part about it?
Getting to play better competition.
You get to play the world, right?
Yeah,
it's everyone. There's teams from out of the country that'll be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's going to be an Australia team there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you guys are going to get to see a little bit of everyone. So, well, it's very exciting. Congratulations. I appreciate you coming in, Nate. It's always fun to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's bring in Jace Bazzoni now. Jace, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's all said and done. You guys are Pacific Southwest Regional Champions. First time anyone from this area has won that. What does that mean to you to be like, hey, we're the first?
It's pretty exciting. Hopefully we can go win the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys know that you would be the first to win this? Was that something you guys had talked about, or was that news to you after you had won?
Well, I knew it. I don't know if anyone else did. But.
Were you thinking about that during the tournament? Like, man, we could be the first to pull this off.
Yeah.
As far as the competition is concerned, I remember chatting with you before the tournament, and everyone mentioned Hawaii. You guys wanted to play Hawaii. You guys knocked a Hawaii team out of the tournament.
Yeah.
How rewarding was that after years of going up against teams like this coming in and not being able to get the job done?
It was good. I was pretty happy about it.
Yeah. I know that when you lose one game, it can kind of be demoralizing in a sense. And that was a game you guys probably should have won. You left bases loaded 3 times and you guys lose in extra innings. But I think in the grand scheme of things, Jason, it was a good thing for this team. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
And how did you guys make sure that was a positive and not a negative, losing a game like that?
Well, losing kind of just makes it more fun. Then you have to battle your way back to be able to win.
Yeah, and you guys had the confidence that you would be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
You played mostly in the outfield, right, throughout this tournament. What was that like in comparison to some of the other competition that you'll see? Because here we're talking about the best teams in the Pacific Southwest, where if you guys are going to a normal state tournament, was it any different? Did you get more action? Was it faster, or was it pretty much normal?
It was pretty normal. I probably got a little bit more fly balls, but it was basically the same.
What about pitching? How was that?
It was good. I threw pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've asked you guys all this but about the arm, right? So not only are you playing in the outfield, but then you get moved into pitcher. Does that bother you at all? I mean, that's a lot of stress on the arm for sure.
Yeah. My arm doesn't really hurt a lot, so I was good.
Good. Good. Well, now that you get to prepare for New York, what are you most excited about?
I'm just excited to go and to get to play bigger teams.
Yeah. On that stage, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you go to Cooperstown?
I did.
Okay. I've asked the guys that went to Cooperstown this question if they think it's going to be similar, and they've all said, yeah, they expect it to be pretty similar. But you guys got to see elite competition at that Cooperstown tournament, and it was on a huge stage as well, right? So this has got to be pretty similar.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
Yeah. So is that good? Do you think that's a good experience going into this?
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of knowing what to expect?
Yeah.
Between now and August 14th, which I believe is opening ceremonies August 14th, what are you focusing on as an individual player?
Just keeping my arm good and being able to stay the same, not get injured.
It's been a memorable summer, to say the least, right?
Yeah.
Is that a moment that you'll never forget, winning that tournament?
For sure.
That's the best thing you guys have ever done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're the first to do it. I know you guys play so much baseball, so I was curious as to where that would rank, but in talking to some of the other guys, they basically said all the other tournaments are in preparation for that specific moment.
Yeah.
Well, Jace, I appreciate you. Congratulations. Have a blast in New York, and I can't wait to chat with you after. Hopefully, we're talking about a Little League World Series.
All right, thank you.
Continuing on, talking to members of the Carbon County Battle Baseball team, we got Jack Madrid stepping up to the mic now. And Jack, we got to talk to you a couple of weeks ago, so I appreciate you coming back in.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, congratulations on being a champion. How has it been so far over the last couple of days, kind of reflecting on things?
It's been good, thinking that we beat a bunch of good teams that have traveled from all across America.
Yeah. I mean, typically when teams come from Hawaii and Northern and Southern California, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not seeing any slouches. How comparable was the competition to what you guys had seen throughout the state?
Well, we've seen good teams, but they're just as good as most of the teams we've seen.
Yeah, because I know right before this, you guys went to a tournament up north, right, and took second, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Right. We have talked about some of the adversity you guys had to overcome. You lose a game early on in this tournament. It was a game that you probably should have won. But even after that, did you feel like, hey, we're still going to come through and win this tournament?
I felt like we should.
Yeah.
Like we had a good chance of doing that. That we should have won that game.
No doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. What were the coaches telling you guys after that game?
That we just didn't play our best and we could have done better.
Mm-hmm. Is it fun when you're at home over the course of a five-day tournament? I know that's different than when you're out on the road. Is it nice to be able to go home at night?
Yeah, it's way better. You can go sleep in your own bed. It feels more, like, comfortable than it would if you're up north.
So you think that played an advantage for you guys, being able to stay at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that it's all said and done, Jack, and you guys have won, what are you most excited about getting to go to New York? Is there an aspect of the trip that you're looking forward to?
I'm excited for all of it. The baseball, the pizza.
Yeah, everyone has said the pizza, because the pizza in New York is outstanding. Have you been to New York yet?
Yeah, we went in Cooperstown.
No, Cooperstown, that's right. Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, the pizza's outstanding. Let's talk about playing left field, specifically in a tournament like this. Talk to me about the action that you've seen out there, how it kind of differs, and kind of your role and what you focus on when you're playing out in left field.
When I'm in left field, I'm just trying to catch every ball. And if there's a play I need to make, I make sure I make it.
Mm-hmm. Did you see a lot more action out there than you would in maybe a traditional tournament going up against some of these teams?
It was pretty similar.
Not a big change for you guys then?
No.
What about when you're standing in the box, in the batter's box? Was that different for you at all?
Well, it was a little different because the mounds are different distance, so yeah. It felt different, but it was pretty similar in that too.
And I know when you get on base, you're kind of a speedster, right? You want to steal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that different at all?
Not really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on winning that championship, Jack. It's great to get you back in, and hopefully we're talking about a championship again as you guys come back from the Little League World Series.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we got to talk to Callan Dollinson now. Callan, you and I did not have an opportunity to catch up before the tournament, and so I can't wait to get your perspective on things. Was it what you thought it was going to be now that you look back on it?
No, I thought the teams were going to be a lot better. Like, I thought there's going to be big, giant kids that we're afraid of and throwing a lot harder, but it's weird because the mound's longer, so it gives you a longer time to look at the ball coming at you.
So it's more of an advantage then, I guess, when you get to this age group, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, and you talk about the kids being bigger. You guys have grown.
Yeah, right? We're pretty big too.
Yeah, you guys are big kids. You're a little bit bigger than you guys were when you were playing as 8 and 9-year-olds.
Yeah, me and Jack are the smallest on the team, so it's pretty weird.
Yeah. Winning this tournament. I don't want to ask, you know, what did it mean to you or how important was it? But, I mean, you guys put a lot of work to get to this point.
Yeah, so the team we played in the championship played, like, half the games we played the whole week.
Right.
And we played them 2 times, and we beat them both times, which was good. But
When you go up against a team twice, you got to beat them twice because they had not lost. Okay, yeah. So you beat them the first game, and after you guys won that first game, did you feel pretty confident that we would come back?
We 10-1 ruled them.
Yeah.
So it felt like, well, that was their best pitcher that we faced. So it's like, oh, the next pitcher we're going to face is not going to be as good. But he pitched a lot better than the first pitcher we faced. The second pitcher did. But
when you look at the way you guys managed to score runs, you guys scored a lot of runs. You scored 75 runs over the course of this tournament. And I know you played more games than everyone, but nobody was even remotely close to that. I mean, it's like 50 more runs than anyone else in this tournament scored. What do you think was key for you guys, batting, hitting, and scoring as many runs as you did?
Well, we lost to that Hawaii team, and I thought, well, we shouldn't have lost that game. Like, that was an easy win, because we played the other Hawaii team that beat the team we lost to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, wow, we can do a lot better than that. And we're great hitting at the plate. We're a good team playing there. And in the field, we make good plays, and it's good. And our coaches help us through that, too.
What's the most exciting part about going to New York?
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited to play some other teams and get to know people from around America. And we're going to try to take our fishing poles.
Oh, cool.
See if we can go fishing, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got to have fun, that's for sure. But it's got to be neat knowing that you're going to New York, you're going to this big stage, and you get to represent. Like, Carbon County is going to be represented at this tournament, and you guys are the ones representing an entire area that's never been there before. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. My parents have been telling me, well, this is crazy. It's like once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah. It didn't really hit me till like the next day, and I was like, wow, it's really happening. So
I mean, you've got to, I guess, to put this in perspective, all the kids that have come through and played baseball at this level have never gotten this opportunity.
Yeah, it's unreal. I don't know. I have no words for it. It's crazy.
Well, you guys have definitely earned it, Callan. You know, I since I didn't get to talk to you, I guess I got to ask you a little bit about how much you love the game of baseball. Do you watch a lot of baseball when you're not playing?
Oh, yeah. Every night I check up on, like, the major league games and, like, watch the highlights and whatever, but, yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
Blue Jays.
They're playing well right now.
They are. Last week they were the best team in baseball.
So. Yeah. So I'm gonna assume if the Blue Jays are your team, Vlad Jr. has got to be your favorite player, right?
Him and Bo Bichette.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you got a couple of options on that team.
Yeah, there's some good players.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Well, Callan, thank you for coming in. Congratulations. Have a blast when you go to New York, and hopefully we talk about a World Series championship.
Yeah, thank you.
Four more members of the Battle Baseball team joining us here today on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk to the final four members tomorrow. Wanted to get all 11 boys on the show this week, and we'll complete that tomorrow here on Drive Time Sports. We do have plenty more coming up, including some more baseball talk. Trade deadline in less than 24 hours. We're going to be joined by former big league pitcher Bill Lasky, who is also an analyst for the San Francisco Giants, when we return.